Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Coming soon to RanchChannel.com, the Sales Series, the evolution of how producers connect with elite livestock and proven operations. From top-end bulls, heifers, and horses to land equipment products and programs shaping the future of agriculture. The Sales Series, where smart ranching starts. Find out more by emailing info@RanchChannel.com.
Ellings & Angus presents the Real World Genetic Sale, and this one is massive! 1,240 head. Here's the lineup. 355 yearling and 18-month-old bulls, 47 bred heifers straight from the very top of the Ellings & program, and over 750 head of commercial open and bred heifers, and a fancy set of three-year-old cows. February 7th at the ranch in St. Anthony, North Dakota. Head to RanchChannel.com and EllingsandAngus.com. Ellings & Angus, Real World Genetic Sale.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Oh, it's Groundhog's Day. Is that little rodent gonna see his shadow? I think for like 200 million plus people, he already saw his shadow.
I think there's a lot of people that if he doesn't see the right thing, they're going to be out there.
They're going to trap him and butcher him, I think.
There's a lot of people that have their sights on him. I'm going to put it that way.
So I did a little research on this because I remember when I was a kid watching the Today Show before school, hoping that he would not see his shadow so there would not be six more weeks of winter because, you know, I get spring fever all the time, did as a kid. So how accurate was he over the course of time? Well, in the last decade, only 30% accurate.
He's only 30%?
Only 30% accurate. If you take over his whole lifetime, that dates back actually all the way to 1887, you go all the way back then, and all of the times that he has predicted a longer winter or not, less than actually 30%.
And his name's Phil, am I right?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's what I thought.
Actually was in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania once.
What?
Not during the celebration. I was just there literally just driving through, but it was pretty cool to be in that location where Phil was.
So if nothing else today, you have to watch Groundhog's Day.
You have to watch Groundhog's Day today.